You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, Wellington moved into Alert Level 2 after someone affected with COVID-19 visited several locations across the city. This was the first lockdown in Aotearoa for a few months, and it feels like it came across as a bit of a shock for all of us accustomed to regular life. I reached out to Professor Michael Baker, an epidemiologist from Otago University, who's been a scientific advisor for many of the government's decisions around the pandemic. We discussed whether this case is significant, the different variations that are popping up around COVID-19, and how New Zealand's vaccine rollout is going. We also discussed whether the government could be stricter on regulations around COVID-19. I started by asking Professor Baker whether he was surprised when he heard about the case, or whether this was always inevitable in our bubble system.
I think it was inevitable we would get another outbreak. We've typically had border failures about once or twice a month for the last few months, so this is a regular event. I was surprised by the timing of this because, of course, we'd gone for over 3 months without a local outbreak. So I think it does start to make you feel a bit complacent. I think that's human nature. But we know statistically we will get more outbreaks. It's just we don't know exactly where or when or how severe they'll be. I was slightly shocked when I heard the details about this outbreak because it looked like it could be very severe from the initial information, and we still don't know the extent of it.
What were the sort of things that made you concerned that this could be a severe case? I know there's still not a huge amount known about it, but what are some of those warning signs?
Well, I think the two big concerns was that, one, this person was likely to have been infected with the more infectious Delta variant, and secondly, that they had visited a lot of indoor environments in Wellington during a cold, wet winter's weekend. And so that creates the perfect environment for someone who appeared to be infectious, spreading the virus to many people. And that is potentially the worst case scenario for an outbreak.
What is the Delta variant? Has it come to New Zealand before? What specifically about it is so alarming?
Well, it's becoming the dominant viral variant globally. And this is just natural selection in operation, that any new mutation in the virus affects its characteristics in some ways. Most mutations don't give the virus any advantage, and many will disappear. But any mutation that makes the virus more infectious and doesn't otherwise damage its fitness will become more common, because those more infectious viruses leave more copies of themselves in the next generation, so it goes on. There's some suggestion it may be more dangerous in terms of its causing serious illness, and that vaccines are somewhat less effective against it. But those factors are not as important as the fact that it is just more infectious. And that means that it has the ability to overwhelm health systems unless you can stamp it out very rapidly.
I want to ask about that, how this sort of relates to vaccines. How much is known about the vaccines New Zealand's getting? Are we confident they're going to be effective against the Delta variant?
Yes, look, the evidence is that the vaccines are still very effective at doing what they're intended to do, and that is stopping severe illness and death. The virus may be slightly better at causing infection in some people even with the vaccine. I mean, no vaccines are 100% effective at stopping infection, but certainly the vaccines are still, all of them, very effective at stopping serious illness and death. So that doesn't seem to be a problem with this variant so far. But this is the big worry, that as we vaccinate more and more people, of course, that some variant may be able to reduce or escape some of that protection. But so far, it's not a problem. The bigger problem is that when you've got populations that are not yet fully vaccinated, the virus is still able to spread very rapidly, particularly amongst younger people, and therefore it infects lots more people, and that puts a real pressure on the health system.
It feels to me like this issue, this latest potential outbreak, could be solved if more of New Zealand was vaccinated. Is this a fair assumption?
Yes, basically everywhere in the world, if we had high vaccine coverage, we would be reducing virus transmission. And I know one of the views is that none of us are safe till all of us are safe, and I think that's basically making that point, that the goal should be to have no virus transmission globally, because while the virus is circulating, it's going to continue mutating and it's going to remain a major health threat.
Is the government doing enough around vaccines? Are you pleased with their rollout to date?
There is some point in the fact that we've not been right at the top of the queue, and that is because other countries do need the vaccine more than we do, because people are dying every day. But obviously, we do want to get to that point of having everyone in New Zealand vaccinated. We are on track to do that by later this year. Obviously, we'll feel much more comfortable when we have got high coverage, particularly older and more vulnerable people. And we've still got a long way to go there. One of the things, this current outbreak, is I think our biggest hope is that the visitor from Australia was not very infectious because they were partially vaccinated. And as a result, they were not shedding many viral particles and therefore didn't infect people, even though they were exposed to hundreds, possibly 1,000 or more people in indoor environments where infection could occur.
Is the reason New Zealand's not at the top of the queue simply because we sort of fared better and did better in lockdowns? Or is it also just because New Zealand's a smaller country with less economic weight and that sort of thing?
Well, I'm not really a party to the vaccine negotiation discussions, but I think the place where New Zealand's at in the queue is pretty reasonable, all things considered. I mean, it's not even clear to me that New Zealand could have been further up in the queue because it's a very complex business negotiating with companies who are providing a product which is very scarce and in high demand. But I think from a humanitarian point of view, an ethical point of view, the place where New Zealand is at strikes me as pretty reasonable because these vaccines are saving lives in many countries now, whereas New Zealand, because it's managed the pandemic much better, can allow a little more time to have a very carefully planned rollout, which is what we're doing.
One more thing on sort of New Zealand's vaccine rollout compared to the rest of the world. Do you think it's possible that New Zealand could end up sort of further behind than some other countries? Because most of last year it felt like New Zealand was faring better than the rest of the world because we did quite well in lockdowns. But as the US and UK move towards, from what I understand, not hugely far away from herd immunity, is there sort of a possibility that New Zealand will actually be in a position where New Zealanders are less protected against COVID than somewhere like the US?
I think there'll be a point, you know, in a few months' time when we might be potentially more vulnerable, but it'll be a brief window because at the moment scores of people are dying every day and still in the UK and US and across Europe. So we are still doing extremely well at a global level, no question about it. But I think by the end of the year, I mean, we're looking maybe another 6 months, New Zealand will be in a much better position in terms of vaccine coverage. And hopefully we will also be able to keep the virus out at our borders, and Australia is trying to do the same thing during this period. I think it is sustainable. And so the net effect will be New Zealand will still be in an exceptionally good position by world standards.
Before we get to the point when we're well vaccinated, as we sort of still have to deal with things like lockdowns, are you happy with the current standards around COVID, things like face masks on transport, signing in? Do you think the rules are good enough, and do you think New Zealanders are following them well enough?
No, I think the rules need to be changed. We have not really embraced face mask use, partly because we've sustained huge periods of no virus transmission. And most of the rest of the world has fully embraced the use of face masks to stop transmission of the virus. It's a virus that's transmitted indoors in aerosols. And the only measure that really stops it in those situations, if people, you know, don't want to go into lockdown and stay at home, if they want to still go to university and school and work, is wearing masks. That is the thing that stops something, a virus like this. I mean, 2 meters protects you only a little bit. The aerosols can go over many meters. So we have to change or adapt our approaches for how this virus is being transmitted. And that basically means people wearing masks routinely in those environments if there's any risk of circulating virus. So, for instance, at the moment, everyone should be wearing a mask in all indoor environments in Wellington if we want to really get on top of this virus. We have to, I think, get up to date with our alert level system and make it clear that at level 2, which I think needs more work, that everyone's wearing a mask indoors if there are other people around. The other thing is, I think at this point in time, we need to make it a requirement to scan into high-risk indoor environments. I mean, we've had the COVID tracing app now for a year and people are not using it. So just asking them to use it isn't working. We just simply need to make it mandatory, not everywhere, but just the high-risk indoor environments.
What about masks? Should that be something the government is forcing, or is it sort of you've just got to encourage New Zealanders on a sort of individual level to take up the practice of wearing masks?
Well, it's a bit like safety belts when you're in a car or crash helmets if you're riding a motorcycle. I think we need very clear rules on these sort of behaviours when they are life-saving, and particularly when they're going to protect the people around you. So, no, I don't think it should be just left to individual choice in situations where you're dealing with an outbreak, because it is just an essential public health measure. I mean, at level one, there shouldn't probably be any requirement to wear masks anywhere unless you want to. But I think that's why we needed, I think, a more graded system that makes it absolutely clear who should be using masks, where and when, based on good evidence. And that's what we don't have at the moment.
I also wanted to quickly just touch on the media coverage of COVID and these outbreaks. There feels like there's always quite a lot of dramatization around them. Looking at the headlines yesterday and today, they're quite intense. Is this quite heightened dramatization reasonable? Is there a more sensible approach they could be taking?
Well, I found the media in New Zealand to be very good. I think they want to get a clear message out there. Sometimes I think the sub-editors, if that's the right expression, the people who put the titles on things, will go for more sensationalist clickbait-type headings. But I think journalists in New Zealand, my experience is they're very keen to get clear public health messages out to the public and to not overstate the risk, but not understate it either.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, no, thanks, and good on you for getting the message out there. The other thing I think I should just add, that one of the key messages, and this is where individual responsibility is essential, is if you have cold and flu symptoms, go and get tests, particularly if you're in the Greater Wellington region. I think that's really important, or if you've travelled back from Wellington recently, and in any situation where there's heightened concern about an outbreak, it's so important that people get tested.
That was Professor Michael Baker from Otago University on Wellington's COVID case and New Zealand's vaccine rollout.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.